The Friend Magazine for March 2015. Contents. Friends by Mail, including Reading to My Sister by Abby B., Studying the Scriptures by Joe H., Feeling the Spirit by Bridger L., How I Use the Friend by Brenna S., and Dear Friends. Where is Jesus? By President Henry B. Eyring. Calvin's Awesome Space Jet by Marissa Whittison. Family Fun Time, Forgiveness. Bright Idea Poster. The Pink Bracelet by Alice Stratton. Fun Stuff, Gardens and Mysteries. Family History Mystery. Scriptures Under the Stars by Sister Bonnie L. Oscarson. Poem, Trading by Debbie Petty. Magnolia and Mia. Cartoon Choice, Scott P. Bulletin Board. TV Trouble by Ruth O'Neill. Why Should We Listen to General Conference by Elder Robert D. Hales. Listening to the Lord. Kitchen Crafts, Family Picnic. Fun Stuff, Temples Around the World by Jen Wilkes Adams. Getting Ready for Easter, Show and Tell. Primary is for Everyone by Marianne Dahl Johnson. I Know That My Savior Loves Me by Dorena Bell and Tammy Jepson Creamer. Saturday Sleep and Sunday Smiles by Michi Barbosa. Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture by Tanya Hamel. Coloring Page, Floods and Fluffy by Jane McBride Choate. Jaden's Toy Box, The Wise Man and the Foolish Man by Jean Bingham. Matt and Mandy. The Fourth Article of Faith. Telling Secrets by David Dixon. When Should I Tell by Jan Pinborough. Conference Quote Cards. P.S. New Testament Scripture Figures, The Wise Man and the Foolish Man, and Dear Parents and Teachers. End of Contents.
Friends by Mail. Studying the Scriptures. I read the article, The Dance Can Wait, January 2014. It showed me how much I love the Book of Mormon and what a great blessing it is to have, especially now that I'm a priesthood holder. I read the Book of Mormon every night and have a good feeling each time I read and study the Scriptures. Joe H., age 12, Missouri, USA.
How I Use the Friend. I like the story, Will's Great Idea, June 2014. I use the picture of the temple and put it by my bed. Every night when I go to sleep, I see the picture and think about temples around the world. Then my picture reminds me to pray. Brenna S., age 12, California, USA.
Feeling the Spirit. I really like reading The Friend. It makes me feel the Spirit. I want to read it every day after I get home from school. Bridger L., age 7, Wyoming, USA.
Reading to My Sister. One night I was reading The Friend and my little sister came in to say goodnight. I wanted to do what I thought Jesus would do, so I asked if she wanted to read The Friend with me. She said yes. Because she can't read yet, I read to her, Thanks for Making the Friend. Abby B., age 7, Utah, USA.
Dear Friends, this month we're sending you a special activity to help you get ready for Easter. You can find it on page 24. Be sure to start it on Sunday, March 29th. Then you'll be able to finish it by Easter Sunday, April 5th. Jesus Loves You, The Friend. Was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of the section, Friends by Mail.
From the First Presidency, Where is Jesus? By President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. My 3-year-old granddaughter Eliza went with her family to the open house of the Brigham City Temple in Utah. In one of the rooms of that beautiful temple, she looked around and asked, Mommy, where is Jesus? Her mother explained that she would not see Jesus in the temple, but she would be able to feel his presence in her heart. Eliza carefully thought about her mother's answer. Then she said, Oh, Jesus is gone, helping someone. Eliza knew that the temple is the house of the Lord. but she also understood that Jesus has a body and can be only in one place at a time. If he was not at his house, she knew that he must be in another place, and she knew that he would be somewhere doing good for his Father's children. The Spirit revealed to her mind and heart the comfort all of us need. Jesus Christ lives. He knows us, watches over us, and cares for us. In moments of pain, loneliness, or confusion, we do not need to see Jesus Christ to know that he is aware of us. His mission is to bless us. Adapted from Where is the Pavilion? Ensign, November 2012, pages 72 through 75. Never alone. Because he has a resurrected body, Jesus cannot physically be with us all the time, but we are never alone. To find out why, refer to John chapter 14, verse 26. Table Talk. President Irene's granddaughter felt the Spirit in the temple. Where else can we feel the Spirit? What kinds of things can we do to feel the Spirit? Ask these questions at the dinner table or before Scripture study. End of the article, From the First Presidency, Where is Jesus? By President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.
Calvin's Awesome Space Jet by Marissa Whittison, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Mom looked ready to cry. I will try in all I do and say to live the gospel more each day. Children's Songbook, page 148. There were two times when I saw my brother's space jet in pieces. The first time was right after he opened the package. "Well, that's cool," I said as I knelt down next to Calvin. A big blanket was spread out in the living room, covered with what seemed like a million colorful blocks. Calvin was carefully sorting them by color, size, and shape. "What are you going to make?" I asked Calvin, pointing to the box nearby. The picture on the front showed a jet zooming through space. He worked on that thing for hours. By the end of the day, it looked awesome. He had 4 rocket blasters and 3 robotic arms. The next day, he had an immovable windshield. It was the third day when things went wrong. Calvin went to science camp, and I was home with Mom.
"I think it's about time for Calvin's jet to move upstairs," she called out.
I heard her footsteps heading up the stairs, and then I heard a crash. The sound of 1,000 plastic blocks hitting the stairs and scattering in 100 different directions. "Oh no," I think Mom and I both said it at the same time. I ran to Mom, who looked ready to cry and was still holding her empty hands out in front of her. We started scraping pieces into a pile, trying to figure out how everything had fit together. After a while, Mom let out a deep sigh and looked at her watch. It was time to pick up Calvin. During the car ride, I kept thinking about how Calvin would feel about the news. Would he yell or cry or just be really sad? If it were me, I'd probably do all 3. He had worked so hard on that jet.
"Hey, Mom,"
Calvin said, sliding open the van door and hopping inside.
"Today was way fun. First, we learned about why plants need sunlight. And after that..."
His voice trailed off as he looked at us.
"Is something wrong?"
Mom turned around in her seat.
"Today we were cleaning the house, and I tried to move your space jet, but I tripped while I was walking up the stairs and dropped it. I'm so sorry. It broke apart, and we couldn't figure out how to put it back together."
I looked at Calvin. I could tell he was trying to understand what she had just said. I was sure he was about to burst into tears or something. And then he smiled a little.
"It's okay, Mom."
What? I could tell Mom was as surprised as I was.
"Really, it's okay. I can fix it. Don't worry about it. I forgive you."
Now Calvin really was smiling, and he smiled even after he got home and saw the mess that was once his space jet. Over the next few days, Calvin put together his jet without complaining once, and I realized that I could be nicer and more forgiving to my family members too, even when everything seems to fall apart. End of the story. Calvin's Awesome Space Jet. Read by Noah Strongin.
Family Fun Time. Read Calvin's Awesome Space Jet, page 4. How did forgiving help Calvin and his mom? Forgiving others is hard sometimes, and it might not make you feel better right away. Forgiving someone doesn't mean that what he or she did is okay, and it won't always make the problem go away. So why should we forgive? One reason is that Heavenly Father forgives us and has asked us to forgive others. See Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. It also helps us feel less upset and more peaceful. Building forgiveness. Cut out squares of colored paper to look like bricks. Write each tip below on a brick. Take turns talking about each tip, and then glue it to a poster board. When you're done, you'll have a strong foundation of forgiveness. Draw a house on top of your foundation as a reminder that forgiveness helps make a happier home. What can you do when you feel sad or angry with someone? Take a deep breath and let it out slowly. Then repeat. Try to think about why the other person might have done what he or she did. Walk away and come back when you're not so angry. Tell the other person how you feel about what he or she did. Speak calmly without yelling. Say, "I forgive you." Do something kind for the person you're upset with. Remember that there are times when you need to be forgiven. Pray for help to forgive when it's hard. Remember that sometimes the person you forgive might not be sorry, but we can forgive anyway. If you're upset with something you did, forgive yourself and try to do better next time. What else can you do? Juice cups. Be sure to get an adult's help. Makes 4 servings. 2 cups fruit juice. 1.25 ounces envelope unflavored gelatin. 1 tablespoon sugar. 1 cup berries or cut up fruit, canned, fresh, or frozen. 1. Put 1 cup of juice in a bowl and sprinkle the gelatin on top. 2. Put the other cup of juice in a pot on the stove. Heat on medium until the juice starts to boil. 3. Carefully pour the hot juice into the bowl with the gelatin. Add the sugar and stir for about 2 minutes until the sugar dissolves. 4. Put 1/4 cup of fruit in 4 glass cups or bowls. Then add 1/2 cup of the juice mix to each cup. 5. Refrigerate until firm, about 3 hours. Tip: don't use fresh pineapple, mango, or kiwi. They'll keep the gelatin from turning solid. End of the section, Family Fun Time, read by Charlene Stewart.
Bright Idea Poster. In this month's Bright Idea Poster, we see 2 children pondering over a selection of items to buy from a vending machine. Among the items from which they can choose are shirts, a temple, the scriptures, comic books, lunch food, video game controller, sports equipment, a picture of baptism, and missionary tags. The caption reads, "Choose the right when a choice is placed before you." Choose the right, hymns number 239. End of this month's Bright Idea Poster. Read by Miles McClellan.
The Pink Bracelet by Alice Stratton, based on a true story. We believe in being honest, the 13th article of faith. Papa laid a bright pink bracelet on the dining room table.
"Oh, Papa,"
I cried,
"where did you get it?"
"I found it on the sidewalk in front of the barber shop."
I picked it up and carefully slid it onto my wrist. I felt so beautiful. I'd never, ever worn anything so pretty.
"Can I have it?"
"Would you want to keep it when it belongs to someone else?"
Mama asked.
"But maybe we can't find who it belongs to."
"Well, if we can't find the owner, then you may have it,"
Papa said. That night when I knelt to pray, I wanted to ask Heavenly Father to bless us so we couldn't find the owner. But the words wouldn't come out. I tried 3 times, but I just couldn't feel good about saying it. So I climbed into bed and decided to pray later. The next morning, I hurried into the kitchen.
Can I wear the pink bracelet to school?
That's a good idea,
Papa said.
Maybe one of your classmates will see it and know who it belongs to.
I skipped to my room to pick the perfect dress to go with the bracelet. Then I had a scary thought. If someone recognized the bracelet, I'd have to give it back. So I picked a blue dress with long sleeves. I pushed the bracelet way up under my sleeve. I worked it clear up over my elbow and pushed it to the very top of my arm. No one would see it there. Usually I liked school, but not that day. It was too warm for my long-sleeved dress, and wearing the bracelet way up on my arm was uncomfortable. At recess, I didn't feel like playing, so I stayed in. When the bell rang for the end of recess, I hurried to the drinking fountain and bumped into Stella. I noticed she was wearing a string of beads that were exactly the same pearly pink as the bracelet on my arm. I caught my breath.
Oh, Stella, where did you get such pretty beads?
My aunt sent them to me. She sent me a bracelet, too, but I lost it.
Where did you lose it?
I asked.
On the way home yesterday, I searched all the way up and down the sidewalk both ways, but it's gone. I hope one of my friends finds it.
I didn't know what to do now. It felt like the bracelet was making a rash on my arm to punish me for hiding it. Back at my seat, I realized why it had been hard to say my prayers last night. It was because I wasn't being honest. But now, all I wanted was to give Stella her bracelet. The classroom was buzzing like a beehive. It wasn't a nice, quiet place like my bedroom, but all at once, I wanted to pray. From deep down in my heart, I told Heavenly Father how sorry I was. I asked him to forgive me and to please help me do the right thing with the bracelet. I suddenly felt good inside, and I began to gently work the bracelet down my arm, past my elbow, and onto my wrist. As we left the school building, I stepped alongside Stella and handed her the pink bracelet.
You found it!
She squealed and gave me a hug.
You said you hoped that friend would find it for you.
I smiled.
Well, that friend just happened to be my papa.
When have you been honest, though it was hard? Write and tell us. End of the story, The Pink Bracelet, by Alice Stratton.
Fun stuff. Gardens and mysteries. Riddle rhyme time. The scriptures teach that we should eat good foods to stay strong and healthy. Can you figure out what food this is? Hint, you can grow it in your garden. I am a vegetable, good as can be, but I'm also a bit of a food mystery. You throw out my outside with barely a look, and after you do so, my inside you cook. Yet here's where your thinking leaves me at a loss. You next eat my outside, and my inside you toss. What am I? The answer on page 48 is... corn! Find more activities at children.lds.org. End of the section, Fun Stuff, Gardens and Mysteries. Read by Brody Bateman.
Family History Mystery, Case Number 3, The Mystery of the Funny Story. Dear Detective, what's the funniest story in your family? Collect evidence by interviewing your family and writing down their stories. Then you can solve the mystery for yourself. Here are some good questions to ask. A funny thing happened. What? A funny thing happened when? A funny thing happened where? And a funny thing happened to who? Smart sleuth tip. Write down the names of the people you interview and the date you interviewed them. Save all the stories in your evidence file. Print more tags for your sleuth kit at friends.lds.org. End of Family History Mystery. Read by Levi Williams.
Friend to Friend. Scriptures Under the Stars. From an interview with Sister Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President, by Mackenzie Van Engelhoven. The Spirit will guide, and deep inside, I'll know the scriptures are true. When I was young, my brothers and I liked to sleep outside during the summer. We would spread our sleeping bags on the porch, then find constellations in the stars, and listen to crickets as we fell asleep. One night, my older brother Larry and I were out on the porch. We stretched out and looked up at the stars. Larry wasn't usually very talkative, but that night he said he wanted to tell me some stories. He told me stories from the Book of Mormon, starting with Lehi and his family leaving Jerusalem. I had heard stories from the Book of Mormon in primary before, but when Larry told them, it was different. It felt more real. As I looked up at the stars and listened to my brother, I felt very warm and happy inside. Though I didn't know it then, I was feeling the Holy Ghost telling me the Book of Mormon was true. A few months later, I found a book of illustrated stories from the Book of Mormon at our house. When I started reading, I got the same warm, comforting feeling that I'd had when Larry told me the same stories. Years later, when I was trying to decide if I had a testimony, I was a little disappointed that I had never had a big or strong answer. Did this mean I didn't have a testimony? Then I remembered how I felt when my brother told me stories from the Book of Mormon, and I knew that I did know the church was true. A testimony doesn't always come in one big moment. Usually it comes in a lot of small, quiet moments when the Holy Ghost whispers to us that these things are true. End of Friend to Friend, Scriptures Under the Stars, read by Jane Wise.
Poem Trading by Devi Petty. I'm trading my warm hat for wind-tossed hair. I'm trading my coat for a sweater to wear. I'm trading my boots for some shoes I can run in. I'm trading the snow for some grass to have fun in. I'm trading my gloves for a kite and some string. I'm trading in winter so it can be spring. End of the poem, Trading, by Devi Petty. Read by Eden Reinwand.
Friends Who Care, Magnolia and Mia.
My name is Magnolia. I go to a ward where we speak Spanish. One day, Mia came to my primary class. She speaks only English. I wanted to help Mia feel welcome, so I decided to help her. I would be her interpreter.
Lots in common.
We both just got baptized and confirmed. We both like music, especially hymns and primary songs. We both like family home evening. And both of us like to read stories in The Friend and The Liahona.
Keeping up.
At first, it was hard to keep up when I was interpreting for Mia. Then the teacher slowed down to give me time. We all felt good that we could help Mia.
Do what Jesus would do. Everyone can help people, just like Magnolia helped Mia. Pray, Heavenly Father will help you know who to help. It's just like the song, If the Savior Stood Beside Me. We can try to do what Jesus would want us to do.
My name is Mia. My parents speak Spanish, so we went to a Spanish-speaking ward. I couldn't understand what people were saying. Magnolia saw that I was frustrated. She moved over next to me and whispered English in my ear.
Good friends.
After primary, I asked Magnolia if she would like to be my friend. She said yes. From then on, Magnolia was my friend and my interpreter. She helped me make other friends, too.
How you can help. Tips from Mia and Magnolia. If someone is new at church or school, help her feel welcome. If someone doesn't go to church very much, invite him to go with you. If someone is being bullied, stand up for her. Tell your teacher. If someone seems lonely, invite him to join you. If someone needs a friend, ask her to be your friend. with your parents' permission, invite her over to play. If you speak more than one language, offer to interpret. Give us a hand. How do you follow Jesus by helping others? Trace your hand and send us your story and photo along with your parents' permission. Find out how on page 48. End of the section, Friends Who Care, Magnolia and Mia.
A True Story, written by you. Cartoon Choice, Scott P., age 8, Texas, USA. I was baptized a few months ago and received the gift of the Holy Ghost as my companion. One of his jobs is to warn me about bad things. On the first day of school, it was too hot outside for my second grade class to go to recess. So our teacher let us play and watch a cartoon in the classroom. The movie was funny, but then the way the characters were dancing made me feel uncomfortable. I didn't like it, so I went back to my chair and started to draw instead of watching the movie. I know that I was feeling uncomfortable because the Holy Ghost was trying to tell me that it wasn't good for me to watch the cartoon anymore. He was trying to protect me from bad things getting stuck in my mind. Sometimes I like to copy funny things I see on TV and in movies. If I had copied those dance moves, I could have gotten in trouble, so the Holy Ghost protected me another way too. I'm really glad that I was baptized and have the Holy Ghost's extra help. I'm really, really glad that I listened to the Holy Ghost. Note: when we watch or do something bad, it's hard to feel the Holy Ghost. What do you do to always have the Holy Ghost with you? End of the story, Cartoon Choice, read by Ethan Nelson.
Bulletin Board. Conference Hearts. Here's a fun way to take notes during conference. Conference Heart Rolls. Celebrate the love we feel from our prophet during conference. Be sure to get an adult's help. One can cinnamon rolls, margarine or cooking spray. Step 1. Spray or rub margarine in a 9-inch, 23-centimeter, round or square cake pan. Step 2. Unroll each cinnamon roll, leaving the center coiled. Coil the other end so both ends are coiled. Shape it like a heart and place the hearts in the pan. Step 3. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 180 degrees Celsius, for 13 to 15 minutes. Cool and spread frosting on top. Enjoy while you watch conference.
I went to the general woman's session with my mom and my sister Allie. After we sat down, my mom leaned over and said, "I have a great idea. Every time you feel touched by the Spirit, draw a heart in your notebook." At the end of the meeting, I had drawn 14 hearts. The Spirit touched me that night and my testimony was strengthened. Katie J., age 9, Utah, USA. Note: go to gc.lds.org for fun conference activities.
Give us a hand. You've sent us 1,173 stories about caring and helping. Go to page 15 to find out how to send us your helping hand.
I helped my mom when she was really sick. Hannah B., age 11, Utah, USA.
Stand tall. I will be honest with Heavenly Father, others, and myself. My Gospel Standards. How do you choose to be honest? End of the section, Bulletin Board.
TV Trouble by Ruth O'Neill, based on a true story. Choose the right when a choice is placed before you. Hymn number 239. Sarah couldn't wait to play with Jamie. She called for her twin sister Sadie to hurry. It was the first time Jamie could play all week, and Sarah didn't want to waste a single moment. It was always fun to play with Jamie. Jamie opened the door as soon as she knocked, and Sarah could smell popcorn before they even got inside.
I love popcorn,
Sadie said.
My mom made it so we could snack and watch TV.
Jamie hurried them into the kitchen. They each got a bowl of popcorn to take into the family room, and Jamie picked up the remote.
You got here just in time,
she said.
Just in time for what?
Sarah asked, munching on a handful of popcorn. It was so buttery, just how she liked it.
My favorite show!
As soon as the show came on, Sarah started to feel uneasy. Her mom had told her she wasn't supposed to watch this show. She looked at Sadie, and Sadie seemed worried, too.
"What should we do?"
Sadie whispered. Sarah didn't want to hurt her friend's feelings, but she was starting to feel uncomfortable. After a minute, she said,
Jamie, we aren't supposed to watch this show."
"Why not?"
"Our mom says it isn't a good show,"
Sadie said. Jamie shrugged.
"I watch shows on this channel all the time. I think it's fine."
Sarah wondered if Jamie was right. Maybe the show really wasn't that bad. She didn't say anything for another minute, but then one of the characters said some bad words.
"I guess Mom was right about this show,"
Sarah thought. Sadie gave her another look. Sarah could tell she wasn't feeling good about this either. Sarah bit her lip.
"Well, our mom says we can't watch it, so we'd better change the channel,"
Sadie said.
"Just don't tell her you watched it. It'll be fine,"
Jamie said, not even taking her eyes off the screen.
"You can come to my house and watch it every day if you want. Your mom will never know."
Sarah thought about that, but watching this show didn't feel right, and lying to her mom didn't feel right either. Sadie shook her head. She'd barely touched her popcorn. Sarah didn't feel like she could eat any more either. Her stomach was tight with worry.
"But I don't feel good about watching it,"
Sarah said.
"Me neither,"
Sadie agreed. Jamie shrugged.
"Well, I want to watch it. You can stay and watch with me, or you can go home."
"Should we stay?"
Sadie whispered. Sarah shook her head.
"I don't think so.
I guess we're going home,"
Sadie told Jamie.
"Okay, see you later,"
Jamie said. Sarah got up and followed Sadie out the front door. She felt better now that they weren't watching the show anymore, but she was sad that playing with Jamie hadn't turned out like she'd hoped. When they got home, Mom looked surprised.
"What are you doing home so soon? Couldn't Jamie play?"
"She wanted to watch a show you told us not to watch. We didn't feel good about it,"
Sarah said. Mom nodded.
"Thank you for being obedient. I'm glad you didn't stay when it didn't feel right."
"Me too,"
Sarah said. Sadie sighed.
"Yeah, but what are we supposed to do now?"
"We could watch a different show, I guess, or play a game,"
Sarah suggested.
"Yeah, let's pick something we feel good about doing."
She ran to the cupboard to find a game.
"And let's see if Jamie wants to play too."
Sidebar. I will honor my parents and do my part to strengthen my family. My Gospel Standards. End of the story, TV Trouble, by Ruth O'Neill.
Special Witness: Why Should We Listen to General Conference? By Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. I promise that if you will listen, you will feel the Spirit. We can hear the word of the Lord meant just for us. Through General Conference, our faith gets stronger and our testimonies grow deeper. If you pray with a real desire to hear your Heavenly Father's voice in the messages of Conference, you will find that He has spoken to you to help you. Adapted from General Conference, Strengthening Faith and Testimony, Ensign, November 2013, pages 6 through 8.
A story from Elder Hale's life. Listening to the Lord. As a boy, Elder Hales loved baseball. In high school, he became the pitcher for the school's baseball team. Once, he lost 3 games in a row, 1-0. One of the games was a no-hitter. The school newspaper had an article called "Hard Luck Hales Loses Again." Robert told his coach he was going to quit. His coach told him that he just needed to stop wearing out his arm. He was pitching fastballs before the games to show off. Robert listened. The next game he pitched so well that the other team never scored a single run. Because he listened to his coach, he was able to play better. Robert learned that listening to Heavenly Father is like that too. When we listen to Heavenly Father, we can do well. Later, when Robert was in college, His bishop called him to be the Elders' Quorum president. Robert was willing to serve, but he wasn't sure what to do. His school classes were very hard. His teachers didn't want him to do any work outside of school. He knew it would be hard to accept the calling and do well in school. He and his wife, Mary, prayed to know what to do. They listened to the Lord's answer. Robert accepted the calling and later finished school. He showed the Lord when he was young that he was willing to listen. As an apostle, Elder Hales listens and tells us what Heavenly Father wants us to hear in General Conference.
Five facts about Elder Hales. Born in New York City on August 24, 1932. Has two siblings and two sons. The D in his name stands for Dean. Was a jet fighter pilot in the United States Air Force. Became an apostle in April 1994.
End of Special Witness. Why Should We Listen to General Conference? By Elder Robert D. Hales.
Kitchen Crafts Family Picnic. Make these recipes and have a fun picnic inside or outside. What other treats can you add to your picnic? Be sure to get an adult's help. Sunshine Punch, 12 ounces or 350 milliliters of frozen orange juice concentrate, thawed. 12 ounces or 350 milliliters of frozen lemonade concentrate, thawed. 2 cups pineapple juice, 1/2 gallon or 4 liters of water or ginger ale. Mix and serve with ice. Deviled eggs, 6 hard-boiled eggs peeled, 4 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 1/8 teaspoon of salt, 1/8 teaspoon of pepper, paprika, chopped green onions, optional. 1. Cut the eggs in half lengthwise and push out the yolks. Mash the yolks in a bowl with the mayonnaise, salt, and pepper. 2. Use a spoon to fill the egg halves with the yolk mix. Sprinkle with paprika and green onions. Fruit kebabs. Cut up your favorite fruits and push the pieces onto skewers. Try strawberries, melon, pineapple, bananas, grapes, or kiwis. Chicken salad sandwiches. 1 12-ounce or 340 grams of can-cooked chicken. 1/2 an apple, chopped small. 1/2 cup plain yogurt. 1/2 teaspoon garlic salt. Your favorite bread. 1. Mix the chicken, apple, yogurt, and salt in a bowl. 2. Spread the chicken salad on bread and cut the sandwiches into squares or triangles. End of this section, Kitchen Crafts, Family Picnic, read by Susie Venable.
Fun Stuff. Temples Around the World by Jen Adams Wilkes. The church has over 140 temples. Here are some of the many countries with temples. Argentina, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, Colombia, Denmark, Ecuador, Fiji, Finland, France, Germany, Ghana, Guatemala, Honduras, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Netherlands, Nigeria, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, Philippines, Portugal, Samoa, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Taiwan, Tonga, Ukraine, Uruguay, Venezuela. Print more copies at friend.lds.org. End of the section, Fun Stuff, Temples Around the World by Jen Adams Wilkes, read by Charlene Stewart.
Getting ready for Easter. Jesus Christ set a perfect example for us to follow. This activity can help you learn more about Him and to get ready for Easter. Start on number 1, the Sunday before Easter. Each day, read about Jesus and answer the question. Then cut out the matching picture and add it to the chart. Number 1. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples and comforted them by saying, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John chapter 14, verse 27. What could you do to serve or comfort a friend today? Number 2. During the Last Supper, Jesus taught his disciples to take the sacrament. He told them, "This do in remembrance of me." Luke chapter 22, verse 19. What is one way you can be more reverent during the sacrament? Number 3. When Jesus began the atonement in the Garden of Gethsemane, he did what Heavenly Father wanted him to do, even though it was very hard. He prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done." Luke chapter 22, verse 42. What is one way you can be more obedient at church, school, or home? Number 4. When people hurt Jesus during the crucifixion, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Why is it important to forgive other people? Number 5. Jesus made sure his mother would be taken care of after he died. He told John, "Behold thy mother," or to treat Mary as if she were his own mother. John chapter 19, verse 27. What could you do today to help your parents or guardians? Number 6. Just before he died, Jesus prayed to Heavenly Father and said, "Into thy hands I commend my spirit." Luke chapter 23, verse 46. How can you remember to pray? And number 7. After he died, Jesus came back to life. This is why we celebrate Easter. Christ visited his disciples after the resurrection and said, "Be not faithless, but believing." John chapter 20, verse 27. Why is Easter so important? Note, print more copies and watch an Easter video at friend.lds.org. End of the article, Getting Ready for Easter, read by Wes Nelson.
Show and tell.
Even though my dad is not a member of the church, I still pray at his house. When the lights go out and the doors are closed, I kneel down and pray. I am glad I can feel the Holy Ghost at my dad's house. Riley D., age 9, Alaska, USA.
Before I was baptized, I took a picture dressed as my scripture hero, Captain Moroni. I keep this picture in my room to help me remember to keep my covenants like Captain Moroni did. See Alma chapter 60, verse 34. Keeping my covenants helps me make better choices, feel happy, and grow closer to my Heavenly Father. Thomas O., age 9, Virginia, USA.
One day my friend was passing out birthday invitations to kids in our class. Instead of giving me one, she said, "I'm not inviting you to my party." I was very sad. I decided to get her a present anyway. I know I can be like Jesus when I do nice things, even if others don't include me. Sometimes it is hard to do, but I love my friends even when they don't include me. I know that's how Jesus wants us to be. Lily E., age 6, Arizona, USA.
The Aurora Ward Primary participated in the Springfield, Missouri Stakes Challenge to read the Book of Mormon. The children kept track of their progress throughout the year by adding links to their scripture reading chain.
Madison, Seth, and Isaac M., ages 4, 5, and 3, Nebraska, USA, pitched a tent toward the TV so they could watch General Conference, like the people in the Book of Mormon did when King Benjamin taught them. See Mosiah chapter 2, verse 6.
Helping Hands. I share the gospel with my friends and teachers. Ivana S., age 10, Columbia.
I brought school supplies to put in back-to-school kits. Major S., age 3, Utah, USA.
I help someone read at their home. David L., age 11, Columbia.
I help to take some stuff to the library. Sophia A., age 5, Utah, USA.
At school, when someone fell, I helped her to get up. Tammy V., age 8, Mexico.
My mom just had a baby, and I help her take care of the baby. Leah G., age 3, Utah, USA.
I helped my mom with the chores,
Emma B., age 5, Utah, USA.
I helped weed Grandma's garden. Peyton N., age 9, Utah, USA. I helped my mom do the dishes. Chase N., age 7, Virginia, USA.
I helped with the laundry. Sam S., age 9, Utah, USA.
Other contributor to Show and Tell. Owen R., age 4, Nebraska, USA. Find more art online at childart.lds.org. Tell us how you've served. See page 15 to send us your helping hand.
Primary is for Everyone by Marianne Dahl Johnson, based on a true story. Ryder's friend wouldn't be reverent in primary. What could Ryder do? We're glad you came our way to share with us our primary day. Children's Songbook, number 260. Ryder was so excited. His best friend, Jacob, had agreed to go to church with him. Ryder loved playing with Jacob. They played video games together and pretended they were dinosaurs. Ryder just knew Jacob would love primary. When Ryder and Jacob got to their class, Sister Johnson smiled and welcomed Jacob. Ryder smiled, too. Then, during the opening prayer, Jacob poked Ryder and talked right out loud. Ryder was worried. Jacob was great at playing video games and being a pretend dinosaur, but maybe he didn't know how to be reverent. Sister Johnson had everyone show how to sit during prayer. She reminded them that they were speaking to Heavenly Father, and they should listen to the words of the prayer. Ryder watched Jacob listen closely to Sister Johnson. Maybe no one has ever taught Jacob about prayer before, Ryder thought. Later, Jacob made his handout into a plane and kept throwing it around the room. During sharing time, he wouldn't sit still. While Sister Myers led everyone in singing Ryder's favorite song, Jacob kept jumping out of his chair.
"Jacob, you need to stay in your chair,"
Ryder whispered.
"You need to be reverent."
"What does reverent mean?"
Jacob asked. Ryder was surprised that Jacob had never learned what it meant to be reverent.
"It means you sit quietly and fold your arms like this,"
Ryder said, showing his friend.
"This way, it's easier to learn about Jesus."
Jacob sat in his chair and copied what Ryder did. Ryder was glad that Jacob was learning, but he still felt bad that his friend hadn't been reverent for most of church that day. At the end of primary, he went up to Sister Johnson.
"I'm sorry about how Jacob acted. He's never been to church before."
Sister Johnson put her arm around Ryder's shoulders.
"That's okay, Ryder. I'm so glad Jacob is here today,"
she said.
"Primary is for everyone. I hope he'll come with you again."
Ryder had a warm feeling inside. He looked at the picture of Jesus on the wall. He knew Jesus loved all children and wanted them to be closer to him. He was glad his friend had been able to come to church and learn more about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ.
Sidebar: I invited one of my good friends to church. She said that she used to go to church and that she had been baptized. I decided to invite her again. She has come with me 2 or 3 times now. Then I bought a Book of Mormon with her name on it. I hope that I got her more involved in the church. Sarah P., age 10, Idaho, USA.
End of the article. Primary is for Everyone by Marianne Dahl Johnson.
Music: I Know That My Savior Loves Me. Text by Darina Bell. Music by Tammy Jepson Creamer. Verse 1. A long time ago, in a beautiful place, children were gathered round Jesus. He blessed and taught as they felt of his love. Each saw the tears on his face. The love that he felt for his little ones, I know he feels for me. I did not touch him or sit on his knee, yet Jesus is real to me. Chorus: I know he lives. I will follow faithfully. My heart I give to him. I know that my Savior loves me. Verse 2. Now I am here in a beautiful place, learning the teachings of Jesus. Parents and teachers will help guide the way, lighting my path every day. Wrapped in the arms of my Savior's love, I feel His gentle touch. Living each day, I will follow His way, home to my Father above. End of the song, I know that my Savior loves me. Read by Ethan Nelson.
Saturday Sleep and Sunday Smiles by Misha Barbosa, based on a true story. I always have a happy feeling when I go to church. Children's Songbook, page 157. Mara loved making people smile. She made her school teacher smile when she raised her hand to ask questions. She made her sister Marcella smile when she said nice things to her. Then Mara would smile too. It felt good to help other people be happy. But there was one time each week when Mara hardly ever smiled. That time was early Sunday morning. That's when Mara and Marcella were always the most tired. Rushing around to get ready for church made them extra grumpy. Then there was the long walk to church. It was more than a mile away. Mara and Marcella often got there late. They would miss the first part of primary. "We miss you when you're not here on time," Sister Lima said one day. She was the primary president of their ward in Brazil. Mara knew she should get to church on time. But how? Then Mara got an idea. The next Saturday night, Mara decided to try something new. Instead of sneaking bedtime snacks after dinner, Mara brushed her teeth. Most days, Mama had to remind the girls to turn off the TV and go to bed. Even then, they would play and whisper under their covers until late at night. Sometimes they stayed up so long they could hardly keep their eyes open. They had to wiggle to keep from falling asleep. Tonight, Mara put on pajamas and hopped right into bed. Mama didn't even have to remind her. She started looking at the pictures in the front of her Book of Mormon. "What are you doing?" Marcella asked. "A test," Mara said. Her mind was full of happy thoughts. Plus, she was already feeling sleepy. The next thing Mara knew, the sun was peeking through her window. It was almost time to get ready for church. Instead of feeling yucky, Mara felt great. Her head didn't feel fuzzy. Her body didn't feel tired. She got to primary even before some of the leaders. "Thank you for being such a good example to the other children," Sister Lima said. Now it was Mara's turn to smile. She decided she would always go to bed early on Saturday. That way, she would be able to spread smiles all Sunday long. The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the story, Saturday Sleep and Sunday Smiles, by Misha Barbosa. Read by Kate Strongen.
Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture, by Tanya Hamill. Maria's family came to watch her in the school play. Can you find Maria? Can you also find these hidden objects? An orange, a pie, a lizard, a chameleon, a worm, a cupcake, a banana, an apple, a butterfly, white shirt, and a teddy bear, and a muffin. Good job! End of Fun Stuff. Hidden Picture. Read by Shannon Nelson.
For Little Friends, Floods and Fluffy, by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. Jaden's town had a big flood. Some people's houses got lots of water and mud inside. Mom and Dad were putting cans of food, towels, and other things in a big box to help people. Jaden wanted to help too. "What can I do?" he asked. "You could give a toy to a child whose toys were ruined in the flood," Mom said. Jaden ran to his room and looked at his toys. None of them seemed just right. Then he saw Fluffy, his favorite stuffed animal. Jaden thought for a minute. He picked up Fluffy and gave him a big hug. Then he ran to put him in the box. Mom looked surprised. "Are you sure you want to give Fluffy away?" Jaden felt sad, but he nodded.
That night, when Jaden said his prayers, he said, "Thank thee, Heavenly Father, for letting us help people." Jaden missed Fluffy, but he also felt happy inside. He was glad he had shared. End of the story, Floods and Fluffy, by Jane McBride Choate. Read by Kate Strongen.
Jaden's Toy Box. Jaden took all his toys out of his toy box when he was looking for something to give away. And now his room is a mess. Help Jaden clean up by finding all the toys that should be in the toy box. There's a picture of Jaden with all of his toys spread out all over the floor and an open toy box. There is a Tyrannosaurus Rex, a big ball that's striped, some little cars, one red, one green, and there's a robot, and a football, some books, and some blocks. End of Jaden's Toy Box, read by Susie Venable.
Scripture time. Learn about the New Testament together this year. The Wise Man and the Foolish Man, by Jean Bingham. One day, Jesus wanted to teach people how to stay strong even when hard things happen. He told them a story about a big storm, a wise man, and a foolish man. When the storm came, the wise man's house did not fall down because it was built on a rock. But the foolish man's house fell down because it was built on sand. Jesus was teaching how important it is to have faith in him and follow his teachings. When we build a strong testimony, we will be strong enough to stand, no matter what hard things might happen.
What is a parable? A parable is a special kind of story. It tells about things that are familiar, like a rainstorm or a pearl. Jesus told parables to help people understand spiritual truths. One parable is in Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 46. What does it teach about how valuable the gospel is? Can you find other parables?
Rock or sand. Write choices like the following on strips of paper. Take turns choosing and reading them aloud. Talk about why doing each one would be like building a house on a rock or sand. How can listening to prophets help us follow Jesus' teachings and make wise choices? Reading scriptures together, cheating on schoolwork, taking a dare, including someone who is new, going to church, using bad words, blaming a mistake on someone else, playing a game with a sister or brother, doing your homework, sharing with others, showing respect for others, spending many hours on computer games, telling the truth, taking something that isn't yours, staying quiet while someone's being bullied, praying every morning and night, listening to general conference, including someone who's left out. Rock art. Choose a smooth rock. With a marker or paint, write Jesus Christ on it. Talk about why it's so important to build our lives on his teachings. Keep the rock in a place where you can see it often. Scripture tip. The Book of Mormon can help us understand the New Testament. Read Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. What did you learn about the meaning of the word rock from reading that verse? Rock in the Guide to the Scriptures to see if you can find any other verses that help you understand more. Family talk. Read Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29 together. You could also draw a picture of this story. Then talk about these questions. What things in your life are like the rain and the wind? How could making decisions based on what's popular be like building our house on sand? How does following Jesus' teachings protect us and make us as strong as a house built on a rock? Talk about ways you can build your faith in Jesus Christ. Song, The Wise Man and the Foolish Man, Children's Songbook, page 281. Scripture, Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29. End of the section, Scripture Time, The Wise Man and the Foolish Man.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's installment of Matt and Mandy, the family is at a piano recital. Mandy nervously watches her friend Cassie play.
I hate how nervous I get at piano recitals. I practice hard, but Cassie's a lot younger than I am, but she's so much better, and I'm next after her. Yikes!
Later at home, Matt, Mandy, and their mom are in the kitchen making dinner. Mandy confides in her mom.
I guess I did okay, but I'll never be as good as Cassie. Maybe my lessons are just a waste of money.
Her mom responds.
Cassie does have a special gift. Someday she might be better than your teacher. But not everything is a competition. I know you like making music, and we enjoy it too. When you were playing, your dad's head was back and his eyes were closed.
To which Matt interjects.
Yeah, he does that in church sometimes too.
Well, he was smiling and tapping his fingers. He was enjoying it, and so was I. Just do your best, and you'll enjoy your gift, too.
End of Matt and Mandy.
Article of Faith number 4. We believe that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are, first, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, second, repentance, third, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins, fourth, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost. A principle is a truth that guides us back to Heavenly Father. An ordinance is a sacred act that someone with the priesthood performs. These four principles and ordinances are the first we must live before we can grow in the gospel. Articles of Faith in Action.
I had a choice if I wanted to get baptized or not. I wanted to, but I wasn't sure if I would be able to follow Jesus' commandments. I thought and prayed, and 1 week after, I decided to get baptized. I am happy I was baptized. Darcy J., age 8, Utah, USA.
Memorization tip. Article of Faith number 4 is about the first four principles and ordinances of the gospel. This month's challenges. Memorize Article of Faith number 4. Read page 1 of Preach My Gospel. Why do missionaries teach people about the first principles and ordinances of the gospel? Make a list of ordinances you have taken part in. What other ordinances will you take part in? I challenge myself to print more cards at friend.lds.org. End of the article. Article of Faith number 4.
Telling Secrets by David Dixon, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Was this a secret Louisa should keep? As I have loved you, love one another. Hymns number 308. Louisa closed her math book when the bell rang. She hadn't been able to focus on the problems for the last hour anyway. All the other students rushed out. It was the last class on Friday. Normally, Louisa felt excited about the weekend too, but today she couldn't feel anything but worried. Not since lunch. That was when her best friend, Carlotta, had asked her a question.
Can you keep a secret?
At the time, Louisa had leaned in and nodded eagerly. She was good at keeping secrets. She thought for sure Carlotta was going to tell her about some cute boy she had a crush on. But Carlotta's secret wasn't fun at all. A voice interrupted Louisa's thoughts. She blinked and looked up from her desk. Did you have a question about your homework, Louisa? Her teacher asked. All the other students had already left the room.
No,
Louisa answered. She met her teacher's eyes. She just had to tell somebody. But Carlotta had made her promise not to.
I've got to catch the bus,
Louisa said quickly. She put on her coat and hurried out into the cold winter air. The whole bus ride home, Louisa felt so nervous inside she could hardly stand it. Her chest felt tight, like it was hard to breathe. Louisa couldn't stop thinking about Carlotta's secret. At lunch, Carlotta said she had been doing something that was dangerous. Louisa could still hardly believe what she'd heard. She thought she knew her best friend. She couldn't imagine Carlotta doing something scary like that. When lunch ended, Carlotta had made Louisa promise never to tell anyone. But what if Carlotta got hurt? Louisa tried to block out the laughing and talking around her in the bus as she closed her eyes and prayed in her heart.
Please, Heavenly Father, help me know what to do. I don't want my friend to be mad at me, but I don't want anything bad to happen to her either. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
The walk home from the bus stop felt longer than usual. Wouldn't Mom be able to tell something was wrong when Louisa got home? What would she say? Looking at the snow on the ground, Louisa remembered the snowball fight she and Carlotta had started with some other kids at the park last week. That was so much fun. She thought about the other things she and Carlotta loved doing together. Hanging out, hiking, doing homework, playing sports. What would it be like if Louisa told her secret and Carlotta didn't want to be her friend anymore? The thought made Louisa's stomach twist into an even tighter knot. Then she had another thought. Right now, the most important thing was what was best for Carlotta, not what Carlotta might think about her. Carlotta needed a true friend, a friend who would help her be safe. Louisa knew Jesus always did what was best for others, even if some people didn't like him. Louisa knew what she needed to do. She had to talk to Mom about it. She would also call Carlotta and tell her how worried she was and that a grown-up needed to help. Maybe then Carlotta would talk to her mom, too. Louisa's heart felt lighter as she walked up to her front door.
Mom,
she called as she went inside.
Can we talk?
Carlotta might end up being mad, but Louisa knew this was the right thing to do. She would be a true friend. Some secrets are too important to keep. What secrets should you tell?
Sidebar. A friend cares. A friend loves. A friend listens. And a friend reaches out. President Thomas S. Monson, To the Rescue, Ensign, May 2001, page 50.
When Should I Tell? By Jan Pinborough, Church Magazines. If somebody is playing a dangerous game, taking medicine that isn't his, eating, drinking, or sniffing something strange, hurting her body, doing something he doesn't want adults to know about. If somebody tries to get you to do anything from the list above, shows pictures of people without clothes, asks you to look at or touch their body or let them look at or touch your body, asks you to keep a secret about something that makes you feel bad, is bullying or talking disrespectfully to you or someone else, in person, by text, or online. If something makes you feel unsafe or uncomfortable, doesn't seem right, or gives you an uh-oh feeling, listen to the Holy Ghost and trust your feelings. Be brave. You are strong. Speaking up can help you and others be safe. Who can I tell? A parent, a grandparent or guardian, a school teacher or counselor, a church teacher or leader, an older brother or sister, a doctor, a friend who can help you tell an adult. You don't need to feel alone with a secret. An adult can help you know what to do. Keep telling people until you get the help you need. End of the section, When Should I Tell? By Jan Pinborough, Church Magazines. End of the article, Telling Secrets, by David Dixon, Church Magazines.
Conference quote cards. Here are some of our favorite quotes from the last general conference. What will we hear next month? Illustrate your favorite quote and share it with us. Turn to page 48 to find out how. In our first conference quote card, we see a picture of the temple spire and the angel Moroni. There is no more peaceful place on this earth than in the temples of God. Elder Richard G. Scott, make the exercise of faith your first priority. Ensign, November 2014, page 94. In the second conference quote card, a beautiful lily grows in a back alley. Covenants with God help us know who we really are. Sister Jean A. Stevens, Covenant Daughters of God, Ensign, November 2014, page 115. In this conference quote card, a confident young boy stands in a big city with lots of people behind him, with the caption, The Teachings of Our Lord Jesus Christ Show Us the Way. Elder Hugo E. Martinez, Our Personal Ministries, Ensign, November 2014, page 102. In the last conference quote card, a young boy shovels his neighbor's snowy walkway. With the caption, We, like Jesus, can walk the path of service. President Thomas S. Monson, Ponder the Path of Thy Feet. Ensign, November 2014, page 87. End of Conference Quote Cards. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
P.S. We hope you enjoyed this month's magazine. Please write to tell us what you liked. How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or photograph, 1. Fill out the form below and include it with your submission. 2. Include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. 3. We might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4. You must be at least 3 years old to send us a submission. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2432, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, or email friend@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included. First and last name, age, state, province, country. I give my permission to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to use my child's submission and photo on the church websites and social media platforms, as well as for church reports, print products, video, publications, and training materials. Signature of parent or legal guardian. Email of parent or legal guardian. Visit friend.lds.org. Play games and watch videos. Read the friend online. Through your eyes.
One day, as I was walking in my garden, I noticed this beautiful dragonfly. I'm so grateful for all of God's creations, even the smallest insects. Mia M., age 6, Alberta, Canada.
The Last Laugh. In this month's Last Laugh, we see three boys contentedly relaxing in a clubhouse built out of blankets and boxes. A sign on the door reads, "No homework allowed." One of the boys says, "That's the best welcome sign I've ever seen." End of the section. P.S. Read by Jane Wise.
Dear parents and teachers, sometimes it's hard for children to know when to talk to adults about something that is worrying them. And sometimes it may be hard for adults to start a conversation, too. Consider reading the story, Telling Secrets, page 44, with your children and talking through the tips on page 46. Encouraging open communication is one way we can protect our children. Safe sharing, the friend. Order the friend at store.lds.org. Primary connection. Look for the colored diamonds on the table of contents to find stories and activities that support primary this month. Find more teaching resources at lessonhelps.lds.org. Family home evening ideas. Easter. Do the activity, Getting Ready for Easter, page 24, as a family. Talk about how the Savior's sacrifice has blessed your family. Or sing, I Know That My Savior Loves Me, page 30. And talk about what the words teach about Christ. Watch the video, Because He Lives, at helives.mormon.org. Family Fun Time. Read Calvin's Awesome Space Jet, page 4. Use Family Fun Time, page 6, for an activity to talk about how to forgive others. Then make the fun recipe. Good Media Choices. How can your family choose good media? Read TV Trouble, page 18, together. Make a plan for what to do when a bad TV, movie, or song comes on. act out example situations, and practice choosing the right. Getting ready for conference. Read the message from Elder Hales about why conference is important, page 20. Make a plan to watch or listen to as many sessions as you can. Turn to page 17 to find a fun recipe and an activity to do while you listen. Cut out the conference quote cards on page 47 and make your own. Topics in this issue: Agency, pages 7 and 47. Articles of Faith, page 43. Easter, page 24. Family, pages 4, 6, 12, and 22. Family History, page 11. Forgiveness, pages 4 and 6. Friendship, pages 14 and 44. General Conference, pages 17, 20, and 47. Holy Ghost, pages 2, 12, 16, 18, and 43. Honesty, pages 8 and 17. Jesus Christ, pages 2, 24, 30, 40, 43, 44, and 47. Kindness, pages 14, 28, and 36. Media, pages 16 and 18. Obedience, pages 21 and 40. Prayer, pages 8, 36, and 44. Reverence, page 28. Sabbath, page 32. Scriptures, pages 12 and 40. Service, pages 17, 36, and 47. Temples, pages 2, 34, and 47. End of the section. Dear Parents and Teachers, read by Dwayne Case.